Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Have you ever wanted to get your hands on a piece of Cillian Murphy or Daniel O'Donnell? Well, this year there's a way of getting access to designer gear worn by some of Ireland's biggest names, and it's all for a great cause. Chris White is the CEO of the National Council for the Blind. He has all the info first. Chris, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Not bad at all. So tell us about Renewed for the NCBI.
Well, Renewed is a unique pop-up shop on Grafton Street, not a million miles away from Marconi House, which is, we have it for a month right there beside Trinity, and we have a whole range of brand new designer gear that's been donated by Irish designers like Lainey Kyo, Simone Rocha, and loads of other designers that I don't know. And then we have some sort of celebratory wear that's been donated. So we have a pair of shoes donated by Cillian Murphy. We have a pair of signed rugby boots by Rob Henshaw, by Robbie Henshaw, and we have a gold lamé jacket donated by Daniel O'Donnell.
If it was going to be gold by anybody, it would be Daniel.
Yeah. And have any of these items been sold yet, do you know? Have you popped your head into the pop-up shop?
No, I'm trying to pop in as few times as possible not to keep it all unique. But I know they're all still available, and we're sort of keen to show people what they are and get people to say what sort of offer they'd make.
What kind of money has the NCBI lost due to COVID and the shops being closed for such a long period of the year?
So we've lost 5.4 million in terms of the shops being closed. We have a shop in every county in the country, from Donegal to Dungarvan to somewhere else beginning with D. And big loss, a lot of volunteers not being able to come back, lots of people who really rely on the great stuff that we sell in our shops, not being able to shop. And we rely so heavily on that money because we don't get fully funded by the state.
Yeah,
so
what does it cost to run NCBI for a year?
Cost is about 11 million a year to run.
And what kind of services are you offering people? Where does the money go?
So we spend the money on supporting people with technology and training, with counselling, with support services around employment, children in schools, adults in terms of getting back into work, learning new life skills, advocating for changes to how things are done with the National Transport Authority or with education. So the whole range of things, everything. It's a whole of society approach. So everything that affects people with sight loss, we would engage with them and the government about.
And has COVID, other than affecting the funding for the NCBI, has COVID affected blind people in ways that maybe we haven't considered?
It's a really good question, actually, because it has, because you get a load of people, you know, they can't, people with sight loss struggle to social distance because they can't see how far or close they can be to people. So they've struggled to get into shops. They're often not prioritized as the vulnerable groups. They're struggling to find people to support them in terms of volunteers. So there's a whole range of issues. And what has meant is the people with sight loss have stayed at home more, and you've got therefore a greater, an even greater sense of social isolation.
Yeah.
So when you have sight loss, you're seven times more likely to suffer from depression. So because of the isolation piece, and COVID has made isolation even greater.
Yeah, understandable. So, I mean, you're not going to make 11 million out of this shop, I would imagine. So do you have other initiatives to try and, get what you need to make NCBI run?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a whole range of things that we're looking for people to donate to. We have a direct giving campaign. We have concerts and carol concerts around the country. But a lot of our fundraising would have been event-based.
Yeah.
And those are still a no-no, as they are for every other charity in the country.
True. Mm.
And I think sometimes people associate sight loss with adults, but there's 55,000 children and adults living in Ireland with sight loss at the moment. Do children require different services than, say, adults dealing with similar issues?
Yeah, very much so. So there are 5,000 children in Ireland with sight loss today, and they require a whole range of specialist supports going into schools, technology that allows them to keep up, because what you find is children are the least likely to go on to third level with sight loss of any disability group. So it is difficult to keep up with your peers in school if you don't have the support and the technology to allow you to succeed. Mm. School is tough enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without being able to see properly makes it even tougher.
Well, look, if anybody is in the Dublin area on the run to Christmas, as Chris was saying, on Grafton Street near Trinity College, renewed for NCBI, lots of designer stuff in there, high quality stuff, and also the stuff donated by the celebrities. I'm sure the public as well have gotten involved too, Chris, haven't they?
Oh, people have been so brilliant, so fantastic. The response has been great, as it always is. We are so lucky to get such a great response from the Irish public.
Okay, well, listen, best of luck with it all. Renewed for NCBI is the pop charity pop-up shop down on Grafton Street. Thanks so much, Chris.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a million.
Best of luck. Bye-bye. Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.